a drugs treat is a drugs treat cheat, no matter what drug it is. He took a drug, you took a drug. Mm-hmm. You've been man enough to at least come on radio and say, look, you know what? I made this mistake, which we all do that in life. I think people should actually look at that and say, look, everybody makes mistakes, and everyone has should be given the opportunity to right the wrong, which I feel, I mean, I don't think you're maybe as eloquent as some people in inverted commas would like you to be, but you're still trying to right the wrong, and I think that's what you're trying to do. And
okay.
I would kind of say to people that they should just give you the opportunity to just right your wrong and get on with your life.
Well, I appreciate that.
Carl, thanks very much. Tony?
Yeah, that fella saying we should give him the opportunity, Miss Derbyshire. We have given him the opportunity. He has come on with a right old attitude, had a pop at you, been all defensive. Oh, I can't say that for legal reasons. The legal reasons is he wants us to spend our hard-earned money to buy a book and to cheat. He's had his opportunity, and in my mind, he has ruined it by having an attitude, by being unrepentant. There was a Scottish fella comparing him to the suffragettes. He's a drug cheat runner. The only reason he can run any fast is because he's whacked up to the eyeballs on goofballs.
He's shaking. He's smiling at what you're saying, Tony. He's shaking his head in disagreement.
Yes, but he's being complacent.
But Tony, he served the 2-year doping ban, which is what you have to do if you're caught. He's banned from the Olympics. He tried to overturn that at the High Court, as you know, and failed.
Good.
He served his time.
No, he's not. A cheat is a cheat. He cannot undo...
So hang on. Do you apply this across life? No one should be given a second chance?
No, they shouldn't. No one should be given a second chance.
Have you ever made a mistake in your life, Tony?
Well, I've never deliberately taken drugs so that I could beat other people who trained hard at running so I could be a faster runner. He cannot undo all the good that has been obtained from that period when he was knowingly taking illegal substances, goofballs, whackballs, whatever it was he was putting inside his bloodstream. I do not know. But he is a cheat. He should come on here. He should be humbly... lottery money! The £2 a week I spend on the lottery is going to feed him on protein shakes and goofballs. That's outrageous, Victoria. Outrageous!
Do you want to say anything to him, Dwayne?
There's nothing I can say to that.
Of course there's nothing you can say to it, because you haven't got the courage to stand up to your critics. Everyone that comes on and says, oh yeah, he's a hero, well done for cheating, and you're like a suffragette. You're very nice. You haven't got the intelligence or the courage to stand up to someone who you know is telling the truth, young man. I'm going to buy your book, and now I'm going to burn your book without reading it.
Okay. All right, no problem.
Tony, thanks very much. Let me just tell you, there are quite a number of travel...